But first, we had a lot of big things break while we were away on vacation, including the news that Pope Francis had to have surgery and apparently is still in the hospital. So we have a phone number for that Vatican City hospital. We thought we would call the Pope. We're one of the few radio shows, I think the only sports talk show that he'll go on the air with. So we'll see if we can...
Even from the hospital.
See if we can check in on him, see how he's doing post-op.
Vatican City Presbyterian, this is Myrtle. How may I help?
Well, now, that doesn't even make any sense. Yes, we're looking for Pope Francis.
Hold, please. I'll transfer you.
Hello.
Pope Francis.
Speaking. Who is this?
Hello, Your Eminency. This is the Musers on the Ticket in Dallas.
Hey, what a nice surprise. Hey, Luigi, do you know who's the one that's on the phone that's calling me right now? It's the Musers. Yes, the guys I'm always beating you down with on the sports day app. Yes, hello. How are you?
Yeah, good, how are you?
What the hell are you calling me for?
Oh, easy with the language. We wanted to see how you're doing after your surgery.
Yes, well, I'm still in the hospital. I mean, I had this the surgery, and the man, I tell you, the surgery that I have, it is a bitch.
Oh, don't say that.
I know. You ask me the truth and I tell it to you. It is a bitch. And I'm speaking ex cathedra on that.
Okay.
Colon surgery is a bitch.
Okay.
Man, George, I tell you, I can't believe I'm talking to the Musers, the actual real ones. These colon problems, you know all about them, George. You know, the colon problems, I mean, they are no joking matter.
I haven't had any yet.
Oh, my God. George, I was backed up like a garbage truck.
Oh, goodness.
It was unbelievable. They found 3 months' worth of mess in my colon.
Oh, my goodness. What have you been eating?
Yes, lasagna. I mean, you name it. I eat everything here. The food here in Italy is just fantastic.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted to be Pope.
That's why.
For the food?
The food is unbelievable. Yes, they cleared me out, and you like to say they found a boot and a license plate as
bingo!
Well.
Bingo!
Yeah, I got
first
those
day
too.
Back. Yes,
the doctor said that he cut me open, and that little Kitna kid spilled out all over the dog.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's a little Spielberg humor for
little
you.
Jaws reference there, yeah.
You guys. I mean, these guys.
Shark Week, yeah.
What are you talking about on the program that you have there?
Well, you know, it's the All-Star break. We got the NBA Finals.
Did you see that fraud, Richard Branson?
fraud?
Yeah, the guy goes up there in a plane for like 20 seconds, then he declares that he's been to space.
It's a little
technically,
iffy.
He was,
yeah, that was the shortest flight I've ever seen in my life. I'm sitting there watching on live stream from here in, you know, the Presbyterian Hospital. You know, I don't trust the Catholic health care.
Oh, my gosh.
Breaking news from Pope Francis.
Sure. Yeah, the Presbyterians, they know how to do it. But anyway...
How were they able to establish a hospital in Vatican City?
So I'm watching this Branson live feed, you know, and he goes up there, and it's like it's over in like that. It's like snap a finger, it's over. I'm watching, I mean, that plane went down faster than a hooker with a mortgage, you know?
Okay.
Sir.
And then he gets credit for space flight. I mean, please. It's crazy. It is crazy what they see.
It is crazy.
But bless you. Bless you both. I want
to give you
papal blessing
thank you.
To your show because I really enjoy it from here.
Thank you.
You can cut back on the David Moore stuff. But
don't attack David Moore.
I like it. I tell you, the painkillers these Presbyterians have are rocking. Oh, my God. I feel a buttery warmness, and I need an extreme need to tell the truth and to tell you I love you.
Oh, well, that's nice.
That's sweet.
What's the deal with Cray-Tray? Leaving or not?
We had a big send-off.
Full-time. He's not really full-time.
Big send-off for him, but he's still here.
Yeah, and, you know, I think that Joey Gallo is good to be out with the Rangers. I don't think that's done, right?
Okay.
He's good to be out?
He's going to be out.
Oh, he's going to be out.
He's going to be traded.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, maybe.
I think it's a done deal. I think it's going to be over with soon. What do you think? I'll tell you what. Let's open them up.
888-787-1310. Talk baseball with the Pope.
Yeah, talk baseball with the Pope. I talk all this crap, man. I love this ass, man.
Don't say ass.
You know what I'm saying. You guys know what I'm saying.
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah, so what's going on
Sounds
with
like
the Bob move?
We need to let you go.
Okay.
Yes, best of luck to you, Pope.
Hey, best of luck to you. Thank you for calling about my colon and the whole thing down there that I have. It's a mess, but it's getting worked out. I got one of these bags, you know, the bag that hangs outside you.
Right.
You can fill up with your own stuff and, you know, throw it at passersby. I tell you, it's been a great throw.
Don't throw that. You need that. Don't throw it.
Yes, I tell you. I tell you now and I tell you forever. The colon surgery's a bitch. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. There's Pope Francis, allegedly, from Vatican Presbyterian.
I didn't know that he knew the name Joey Gallo.
I didn't either. Or Cray Cray, for that matter. All right, it's 8:48 on the ticket. Is this a good idea? The Cowboys back on Hard Knocks? Let's talk about that next.